Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome to 2024. This is Horace Williams Jr., your host of the PleasingToThePotter.com podcast. Are you excited? How are you feeling about a new year? I know I am. New Year or not, I'm thankful. I know that much. I'm thankful that God has allowed me to see another year. It's always a blessing. I'm sorry I missed recording last month, Christmas month, but I was getting over an infection. By the grace of God, I was able to spend Christmas with my family, so that was definitely a blessing. But I do want to start off the new year and share with you what my word was for last year, 2023, and that word was trust. I have a new word for 2024, but I want to just look back for a minute and talk about trust and kind of how it impacted me last year. Trust is an interesting word for sure, don't you think? What does that mean to you when you think about trust? Well, I can obviously say you guarantee you put your trust in that chair that you're sitting in right now. I'm going to admit to you that I was definitely taken aback when God gave me the word trust for last year, because I was wondering, what is God wanting me to trust him for in this upcoming year? You know, that's interesting. There are some exciting synonyms for trust. See, there's confidence, faith, and hope, just to name a few. Hope is a fascinating one for me, because is one hopeful, or is one placing confidence and in turn the hope in someone or something? I prefer the latter. Yes, you want to live hopeful, but I much prefer the word confidence. So you have confidence in your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The first one, where I'm hopeful, like I hope I make it. I hope it seems a little wishy-washy. I know hope is a word that we have come to use a little too often. But I like the word complete confidence in, when you're placing hope in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So last December, by the grace of God, as I had written on the website, pleasingtothepotter.com, I believe I shared on the podcast as well, and I'm pretty sure I did, how I was pulling myself out of a deep depression, probably right around Thanksgiving, coming out of Thanksgiving last year, 2022. And I was feeling stuck last fall, unsure what was next for me on God's timetable. Have you ever felt that way? So this is before God had given me my word of trust for 2023. So this was fall of 2023, I apologize. Well, I received an email from a publishing company who wanted to know if I'd be interested in them letting them design a cover for one of my books. The only problem was the book that I was working on was nowhere near completion. And I was really wanted to work with them because I'd used an aspect of their ministry for years. So then it hit me. Would they consider updating one of my current books' cover? Because I had always wanted to write more about the power of prayer, which is my first book way back in 2016. Because some of the reviewers, as much as they love the book, wanted more. They wanted me to give them more. And so they responded with a resounding yes to updating my award-winning book on the power of prayer. So that was definitely exciting. And this was all taking place in December. So coming out of that depression, there was the exhilaration of writing again and being able to get back to work, because I love writing about my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I read my old book again. Then I looked at the reviews. I wanted to fill the void that some of the readers felt was missing from the book that they enjoyed so much. They thought I had just touched the tip of the iceberg of a challenging topic. You know, prayer is interesting because sometimes people get scared because they're not sure how to pray. They're not sure God hears their prayers. And I cherish prayer. And I really want people that listen to me or read my books, I want them to experience life-changing, powerful prayers in their life. That's why I'm so passionate about it. You know, a lot of my readers enjoy my personal stories in my books. This reflection of all the scripture verses that I use, because they can relate to the stories, but they also want to achieve those powerful life-changing prayers. You know, it's funny, speaking of prayers, it's more than just talking to God, but it's also about hearing from Him. And it's funny for me where you hear from God sometimes. You know, I would love to tell you that it happens every time I have my quiet time and I'm with Him. And a lot of times it does. But some of the decisions I've made as far as the name of my website or the name of a particular article or blog post I'm going to write happens right there in my bathroom. And usually it's when I'm brushing my teeth. I don't know if it's due to the hum of the electric toothbrush or what. But all I know is I have to stop, go get a notepad, grab my phone, type in the message, the idea from God, and then come back to what I was doing. Finish brushing my teeth. And it's so exciting to me when I hear from God. You know, they stick out to me because you never know how or when you're going to hear from Him. But when you put your complete trust in Him, and think about complete confidence. So remember those two as far as, want to hope that sticks with you when you, after listening to this podcast, is do you have complete confidence in God, in your Lord and Savior? But here's one of my favorite verses about trusting God. All the way going back from when I was younger, I didn't really grasp it, but it's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He shall direct your paths. Now, of course, that's the old King James Version. That's how I memorized it as a child. I believe now it says, He shall make your path straight. But I love He shall direct your paths because it just gives you that confidence when you're facing decisions, you're facing uncertainty, you're not sure what to do. Put your complete confidence or your trust in God, and He will direct your paths when you acknowledge Him. Now, here's a couple of other sneaky verses that I want to mention that involve trust. So listen to this. This is from Isaiah 40. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I create an image. So certain times I love creating images on my website that reference the scriptures. And I spend as much time trying to find the right images as I do writing sometimes, because I really want to convey what God's word is saying. Do you realize the confidence or the trust that it takes to wait on God? Think about it. Courage, confidence, to have trust, to wait. When you've prayed, when you want to know His will, when you want to do His will, it takes tremendous trust to wait. And what does God say happens to those who wait? You will mount up with wings like eagles. Eagles soar. Don't you want to soar? Here's another verse that is kind of sneaky as well regarding trust. And it's one that I'm pretty sure many of you are familiar with. It's one of my favorite verses. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. That's Romans 8:28. And think about the complete confidence it takes to remember all things work together for good. Doesn't mean everything is going to be good in your life. There's going to be disappointments, heartbreaks, pain, suffering. But all those things are meant to work together for good, or intended to work together for good. And what is God doing? This is one thing that I put on my website. It's hard to believe when disappointments, tests, and trials take place, but everything will work out for God's good, conforming us to His Son's likeness when we trust Him. That is God's intention, is to make His children more like Christ. So we can't just go and want to do our own thing. Oh, hey, I'm a Christian. Yeah, da da da. No. God saved you. He has a purpose for you. He wants you to live a certain way. He wants you to glorify Him. He wants you to point other people to Christ. Time is short, friends. Look around. Look at the things that are happening. Pandemic, wars, rumors of wars. Oh my goodness, do we need any more light shining brighter for us to realize the time is short? The day is now for us to be that shining light for people to come to Christ. So I want you to listen to me when I say this. Trusting God is not easy. If we could do it on our own, our reliance on God, we wouldn't need it. That is why He loves it when we lean on Him and submit ourselves to putting our complete trust or confidence in Him. You know, last year I faced some times where my trust was shaky, when the subscribers I had built up over the years that followed me on my website and so forth seemed to not have any interest in my Christian books, but only wanted to get free stuff. I had to learn to trust Him, to put my complete confidence in Him, especially when I got the news that I'm about to update an award-winning book. I'm like, okay, who's gonna want it? Who's gonna read it? How am I gonna get reviews? What am I doing, Lord? I made a difficult decision where I had to say goodbye to those subscribers because our paths had gone in different directions. But in trusting God, I found fellow Christians and supporters who are fans of my writing. They're excited to be a part of future books. I tell you what, that doesn't happen without me trusting in God. Now, this could be a little personal. There could be a family member or friend who hinders God's plan for you from reaching fruition. Remember King David, when Samuel came to find the next king and his brothers were, you know, the father thought, oh, it got to be this brother, got to be this brother. I mean, this son. But no, it was David. But even when David went to check on his brothers, when Goliath was taunting the Israelite army, his oldest brother was upset with David, like, what are you doing here? Now, David could have turned tail and went away, but that was not God's plan. God's plan was for David to confront Goliath. So don't let people, friends, family with good intentions dissuade you from accomplishing God's will. If God speaks to you, God points to you, you put your complete confidence and trust in Him, and He speaks to you and points you, and prompts you to do something, have faith that he's going to empower you to do that. Because what would have happened if David had returned home to tend to the sheep? There's no killing of Goliath. He's not king anymore, because he wouldn't have followed God's will. Remember, God has you right where he wants you. He may not reveal his will to you, for you, to people around you. So don't let those outside influences, especially ones that are not bathed in godly wisdom, detract you from moving forward in this new year. So I'm going to close with this. Whatever God gives you for 2024, embrace it. As have discovered, my new word for 2024 means more than I initially thought, and I'll be sharing that with everybody in the coming days and weeks. I don't know what benefits God desires to bestow on you in this new year, because of course everyone's situation is different, but that is why you have to trust him completely, have complete confidence in God. So I encourage you to seek God's will in the new year. Ask him to direct your paths. Do that and your blessings will overflow in the new year, trials and all. Have a blessed new year, friend. This is Horace Williams Jr. of the PleadToThePot.com podcast. If you want to get more information, please visit my website, HoraceWilliamsJr.com. That's H-O-R-A-C-E, WilliamsJr.com, or PleasingToThePotter.com. You can get a lot of my archived blog posts, more access to podcast episodes. Find out where you can get all my books as well. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in. Thank you for your faithfulness, your support. I look forward to recording another message and talking to you about my new word for 2024. I hope God gives you a word, gives you some direction. God bless you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.